Same shashchina b'maruv, because the shchina is a maruv side. That's why it's called the maruv. That's where the wind comes from, the shchina like. Then the pasuk says tizak katalim rossi. My word should come down like dew. Zurach tzufrenis. That's the north wind. Shema adelas es azov. That light sprinkles the zov. Rashi says shema chanames. It's very hot. Or mevia sarav v'ravon bo v'yazov zau. And then the gold is cheap when in a hungry year. So that's what the north wind does. The Reinu Weimer has Zalim Zov Mikis. That'll cause the gold to come down. Kisirim Ale Desh, what does that mean? Zurach Mizrachis, that goes on the east wind. Shemesaris says Kol Elam, Kisoyer. It's like very strong winds, like they were like a Sawyer. That's like a shade, Rashi says. Yeah. It's harmful. Or Chavivim Ale Yeser, like easy wind, easy rain on the grass. Zurach Jeremis, that's the south wind. Shimala Revivim, that brings up Revivim, or Magadelas Asovim, that makes the things grow. That's good. Yeah. And that's got to leave in the Torah also, the Choloisek, but Torah Lishmo is maybe Tayvili Yodam Krevivim Halolu. Shayodam Benachet, that's the ending the Torah also is a favor for the world. By the Tanya we learn, Yablez Oyna. Oylom Liachsadra Hudoyna. The world is like an open porch. That's the way the world is like. Liachsadra Hudoyna. Rashi Shemla Doifen Revius. It's open on one side. Baruach Tzvoynis. Doyma. Baruach Tzvoynis Enemus of Evis. And the Ruach Tzvoynis, the north wind, does not come back. Rashi says means the mechitza. That does not have a mechitza there. The north wind. V'chivon shegiya chamo eitzo keren maravis. When the sun comes to the west corner, is tzvoynis the maravis eitzo keren maravis tzvoynis. When the sun comes to the west northwest side, nechfefes it bends over the yellow lamal. Then it comes up minarakia. That's the root of the sun. The world is zayma to a kuba. Rashi says that's an oil shekule mukif. It's like a tent that's completely covered. The ruach tzvoynis misufevis, and the north wind goes around. The chivon shechama magasa keremarovitz tzvoynis, when the sun comes up to the north west side, makefis it goes around the chazeres achuri keeper. It goes back around the keeper, around the circle. Shinema plus it says, Hoylech Eldorim, Vesevav Eltsofen. Hoylech Eldorim B'yoyim, it goes towards the south side by day, Vesevav Eltsofen B'layla, and it goes back towards the north side by night. Sevav, Hoylech Aruach, it goes around, V'yal Seviva, V'shev Aruach. El Upenei Mizrach, Upenei Marav. That's the face of Mizrach and Marav, Shepovim Mitzavavosam, or Pomim Malchosam. Sometimes going around it, Rashi says, Pomim Malchosam, B'yoyim Aruch, in a long day, Shot Kufas Tamiz, She yotze bekeren svinus mizrachas rakas. The keren rov svinus that goes in a straight line, and sometimes it goes like in a circle. Rashi says, be in the short days. She yotze bekeren mizrachas, it goes around in a circle like. Now who are you? Who used to say? Who are you? The Oson the Reb Leza. Shama leachsadra daima. That's what Reb Leza said, that this world is daima to achsadra from this pasuk. It says minacher de tovoi. Yes, Saifoi, Zurach Dreimis. Here's called, that's the south wind. Or Mamzerim Koro, Zurach Dreimis. That's the north wind. Rashi Shadayfim, Mizura Prutza. Minishama Sayite Korach, Zer Ruach Mizrachis. That's the west wind. Baruch of Mayim Bemutzog, Zer Ruach Mizrachis. That's the east wind. We said before, Ruach Dreimis, that the south wind. Mala revivim magalat asof. That's a very good wind. It brings dew and it makes things grow. Lekasha hodiyasa mitra benichusa. If the rain comes normally, then it's good. Hobishvichusa. If it comes though a strong winds, strong rain, then it ruins. Omer Abchizda. My dichsev. What does the pasuk say? Mitzofen zov yosa. That's when the gold will come out from Sofen the north. Zeruach tzvonis. That's the north wind. Shemazelas es azov. That makes the gold cheap. As I said before, it's very hot, it makes a famine, and then gold is not worth so much. The Chayin Uwam, the Pasuk also says, Hazol and Zov Mikis, that the gold become very cheap. Omar Raphram Bar Popo Omar Chizda. Miyoyim Shechorav Beis Hamikdash. And then the Beis Hamikdash was Chorav. Loi Hukshema Ruach Deroimis. That Ruach, the south wind is not so strong anymore. Shinemar says Vayigzar Al Yamin V'ro V'yichal Al Smoil. V'loi Sov, they weren't satisfied. The Siddur Pasuk says Sofim V'yamin Oysam Rosam. The Omar Raphram Bar Popo Omar Chizda. That Miyoyim Shechorav Beis Hamikdash. Ein hagishamim yordim meyoysetoyv. When the answer to the Churban of Beis Hamikdash, the rain doesn't come down from a good storage place. Shinem the pasuk says yiftach Hashem lachos atzori atoyv. That means bizman sheyisroel simsoin neshamokom veyisroel shruim al admosam. The Shas Kleisel is doing the mitzvahs and they're living in Eretz Yisrael before the Churban Abayis. Then gishamim yordim meyoysetoyv. Then the rain comes down from a good oitzer. But this man, Shein Yisroel, Shreem Al Damasam, Kleistos, and Golis, they're not an Eretz Yisroel, Ein Gishamim Yordim Yetzatoy. Then the Gisham does not come down from a good Eitzer. Yeah. Now, Omer Rav Yitzchak, Haroitze Sheyachkim, somebody wants to come smart, Yadrum, he should daven towards Dorim, towards the south side. Rashi says, Bitfilosoi, Yachsa Ponabla Dorim, he should daven towards the south side. Bishayashir, somebody wants to become rich, Yatzvon, it's down towards the north side. The Senecha, what's the Simin? Shulchan B'tzofen. The Shulchan of the Beis Hamikdash was on the north side. That's how to become rich. Or Menorah, that's the Orach Chochma, that's the Durham, that's on the south side. The Yeshua ben Levi Omar, Lioyla Miyadrim, you should always daven towards the south side. She Mitoch, She Mechamchen, when a person becomes smart, Misasha will also become rich. Shneem, the Pesach says, Orach Yomin, B'yamino, V'smer lo'ay Shevachovayt. The Bible says, well, if you have become a chacham, then with your right hand, so with your left hand, you lost the lab, Oisha, you lost the lab, rich. Behor of Yeshua ben Levi Yomar, Shechina v'maruv. Ah, he said, the Shechina is in the maruv, sorry. So where it says, the mitzadid atzude, it's a little bit on the side. Rashi ma'at litzad dorm. True, it's on the maruv side, but it's also a little bit tilted towards the south side. So really, the way you should daven is a drop towards the south, the west-south side. Oh, Malay Rabbi Chanino, Rabbi Ashi, could go in also in the... Smur says, Oh, Malay Rabbi Chanino, Rabbi Ashi, could go in also in the Yasvi Subitzvoina. You that sit on the south on the north side, the Eretz Yisrael, Adrimu. When you daven, you should daven on Doros on the south side. Adrumi, people live on the south side of Eretz Yisrael. Yeah, sure, Adrumi. Again, that the people living on the north side of Eretz Yisrael, so they should daven towards the south side. Oh, Minolon, the Vovel that's swelled of Eretz Yisrael, Kaima. How do you know that Vovel is on the north side of Eretz Yisrael? The Siv, Mitzofon, Tiftach, Aroh. For the north comes out the bed, I'll call Yesh for yours. Different Ruchas here. The Maisa, we are Kinlon, what that the Madeshchino is a Marav side. That's all the Maisa, we daven towards Marav. Just that we're on the, we're to Marav. Eretz Yisrael, therefore we daven towards Mizrach. Like Mizrach, really, our Mizrach is towards the Marav of Eretz Yisrael. Right. Machikin Esa Mishrim in Ayeret. The Mishnah says, well, you have to take away the flax, the water where you soak in your flax, from the vegetables. But Rabbi Yossi argues by the Chardal, he says that you do not have to take away your Chardal from the neighbor's bees. Tony would run like this. Rabbi Yossi Marter Bechardal. Rabbi Yossi is marked by the Chad, you'll have to let your mustard seeds grow right next to your neighbor's bees. Sheyachu leimaloi, because the owner of the Chad has the right to say to the owner of bees, Ad sha'at oimali harchek, Chad lechem in the Varoi, before you tell me to take away my Chad or my mustard from your bees, like we learned before, that the bees come and taste the mustard, and they get a sharp taste in the mouth, so that makes them go back and eat up all the honey. So what are you telling me now that my chardal is ruining your honey? Adarabah, harchik debarecha min chadloi, I have a right to say, take away your mustard from my bees. Harchik, let me take away your bees from my mustard. Sheboyes v'yoichlois liglulei chadloi. Because they are coming and eating up the part of my mustard. Rashi says, prochik chadloi, like the flowers of my mustard. So they're also ruining my mustard. So therefore, we're both mazikim one to the other. Therefore, Yossi says, one does not have to move back more than the other. See, if the Dvarim doesn't like what's happening, he has to move back. Now the Mishnah says, Marchikin et Ilon min habor eschem v'chomishama. You have to, if you want to plant a tree in your property and the neighbor's property has a borer, you have to make sure you're 25 amas away from his borer, because otherwise the roots of your trees will grow that far and ruin his ditch. Well, the charuba of a shikma, if you want to plant a charuba boxer tree or a shikma tree, chamishim amma, there the roots grow further, you have to move back 50 amas. Now, bein nilmala, bein minatad, whether you're above or whether you're on the side, the same thing. Rashi says, it means, she'echad mi'em nilmala, the goiva shipua har. Let's say they're on a mountain. One is higher up on the mountain, and the second one is lower. It doesn't make a difference. Still, you have to be marked this year, either 25 amas or 50 amas. Or bein minatad, Rashi says, the kankashava, on flat land, also you have to move back 50 or 25. Now, im habor kodmo, if the bor was there first, and then the neighbor planted his tree, koiseis, we have a right to tell him to cut down his tree. V'naisen damim. And also you have to pay him for the tree. So Rashi says, v'chivon de b'rishus nota, since the tree he planted in his own property, she'enim mazik ad sh'man godol, like true he wasn't supposed to do it. But the pshat is, it doesn't do damage right now. It takes a long time until the roots grow. Since the damage that your tree is doing is only to a private person, here we would not tell you to chop it down unless you get your money back. Before in the Mishnah, before we had your mazik to shus rabim, if you plant your tree outside the city where it's headed to the rabim, there we make you cut down your tree even without getting paid back. But there you are mazik to rabim. So you're only mazik, a private person, then we only tell you to knock down your tree if you'll get paid. If you're not gonna get paid, you don't have to knock it down. So even though the boar was first, so still you have to pay the money. What about the Elan Kodam? Let's say the one that planted his tree, he was there first, and then the neighbor made his ditch. Lo yikos. Then we do not tell the Baal Elan to cut down the tree. He was there first, he has a right to stay there. Sofik Zekoidim Sofik, they couldn't have a doubt. Who was first? The boar was there first, or was the tree there first? So lo yikos. When I suffer, you don't have the right to tell him to knock down the tree. Only before by the rabbi Mamonashach he has to knock down the tree. But here, if he was first, he doesn't have to knock it down. When I suffer, we don't tell him to knock it down. We have Yaisi Yaimer. Yaisi says, Afalti Shabor Kodemis, even though the boar was first, Lilon, even though the boar was there before the tree, lo yikos. Still, if the person did plant his tree, we do not tell him to cut down, even for money. That each one is doing his own property. He has a right to do it. That was a great shita. That the maisa, you're planting a tree in your property, even though the roots are going to go later and do damage, that's not called giri delay, it's not called your arrows. That's exactly what happens with mela by itself. So if you're for such a mazik, you don't have to be marchik, you're allowed to plant a tree. Therefore you're allowed to keep it even though the boar was there first. Now the Gemara says, Tony, we learned, Vein Shabor Lamato, whether the boar is on the bottom part of the mountain, Ve'ila Lamala, the tree is above, or else the opposite way, Vein Shabor Lamala, the boar was above on the top of the mountain, Ve'ila Lamato, and the tree was on the bottom, still, you have to be marked 25 amas. So, Vishlaima Bor Lamata, you understand if the boar is on the bottom, Ve'ila Lamala, the tree is above, I understand why you can't plant your tree, because Aslan Shroshin, Maskele Lebor, because if you plant your tree above, so the roots are going to grow down and they'll ruin his ditch. That's why it's also. Ela, but the other way, Bor Lamala Vid Lamata, where the bor is above and the tree is on bottom, Amai, what should be wrong with that? Like, if the bor is above the tree, what could go wrong then? Yes, still the roots go and like ruin the karka, the foundation. And then like it'll make the ditch above cave in. It's like this, if the ditch is on top, true. But if the ground underneath it is strong and firm, so then the ditch will stay there. But if you're going to plant a tree on the bottom, that will go and make the bottom ground soft, so that will make the ditch cave in, therefore it's us. I'm Rav Yudah Mashmuel. Hello, Rav Yaisi. Pass on Rav Yaisi. Let's get some. Rav Yaisi, I'm Abba Bisha Borg. I'm Abba Elon. Yaisi says, no, there's no magic here that you're allowed to plant a tree in your own shoes. He is not called a mazik. He doesn't have to move back. When I was by Rav Kano, Heavy Yarmina, we said like this, that Moide Rav Yosef, Yosef agrees, the Gira Didei, that when he's doing damage with his like arrows, then he's chay, then he has to be marfik. Rashi says, Heichod the matle yazekim etev yodav shemazik. If the damage comes directly from the hands of the mazik, then you have to be mazik. Then you have to be marfik. And we have the more about Matzil there, when you're washing your hands, and the water fell straight down to the bottom neighbor, you have to be marchik. Where it's geared today with your arrows, then you have to be marchik. It's only over here when you're planting the tree that the roots are not here now. It takes the time for the roots to grow. That's not called your arrows. That happens by itself. Here of Yesiod, you don't have to be marchik. Now, Papoi Yoinoi Oni, he was a poor man. Tehesher, Rashi Pukti, Rashi Kach Shumai, Hashem Mekoymai. Hey, only first he was poor, Vesher, then he became rich. Bona Padna, so he built a palace. Heve Hanech Asure Bishavusei, there were people in his neighborhood, Rashi says, Oitzre Shumshimim, people that were squeezing out sesame to make sesame oil. Tehi Heve Daike Shumshimim, when they were pressing out their sesame, Heve Naidi Afadne. So his palace was like shaking. So they had to press out their sesame seeds. They used a good presser. The mamish shook their, made a lot of vibrations. So his palate started to shake. So also came Rav Ashi, came upon Rav Ashi. Omalei, ki heve be Rav Kana, heve Yarinon, when we were by Rav Kana, Rav Kana told us that even according to Rav Yaisi, you should know, moidi Rav Yaisi, begir and delay. Rav Yaisi agrees that your damage right now, which is like called the Yadayim, it's your arrows that you have to be marking. So we're here when you're grinding your sesame, since you're making vibrations, those vibrations are coming out right now from you. That's like your giri, therefore you have to be marfik. So he has a right to tell these people they have to stop making the shumshumin. They have to move back. Alright, turn over. Now,